Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 27th of August 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.57 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. On 7.14 MHz by Richard, VK7RO. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Silent Key, John Andrew Rogers, VK7JK. It is with sadness that we let you know of the passing of John Rogers, VK7JK. John was born on the 28th of July 1923 and went Silent Key on 18th of August 2017, aged 94. John was a WIA and Reist Life member. John grew up in Britain and was one of the many who went off to World War II and flew Mosquito photographic reconnaissance missions in and around Singapore for the RAF post-war 1947-49. John undertook teacher training and dedicated his life to teaching. In 1958, he became head teacher at an ESN school in Manchester and in 1970 became a school inspector. 1979, John retired and decided to move to VK7 and settled in Blackmans Bay for 33 years until his move to Strathaven in June 2012. John says he had five reasons for coming to Tassie. 1. The weather's better. 2. We spoke English. 3. We drive on the correct side of the road. 4. It was half the pace of life back in the UK. And 5. The sun came out enough to charge his watch battery. John's interest in radio started with his becoming a teacher, but it wasn't until he arrived in VK that he got his amateur radio licence. In 1980, he became involved in the VK7 broadcasts, and in the words of Richard, VK7RO, John was one of the best things to happen to amateur radio in Hobart because he was really good at getting things going. He used to stand up in the meeting and raise enthusiasm by saying things like, "It's like manure, no good unless it's spread around." He was unbelievably keen and organised many activities. Did he start the Southern Branch Wednesday afternoon group? He certainly used to stay at the Domain Room all afternoon and evening on Wednesdays. John also helped start amateur radio classes following Julia's call for action. Julia stood up at three consecutive meetings at the Newtown Club Rooms and exhorted us, Richard and John, to start a class, and we did. Charles VK7PP remembers John smoothing the waters at a branch meeting in Newtown in about 1985 when there was some confrontation about who would be news coordinator, and John stepped up to alleviate the tension and said if he was wanted, he would do it. John resurrected the WIA Tasmania divisional newsletter called QRM in 1984, becoming the editor, and these are still available in the State Reference Library. In 1985, he helped to start the activity group with an emphasis on QRP and construction, and by 1987, John was broadcast coordinator and was involved with the VK7 broadcasts for 28 years. John also helped start amateur radio classes with Richard, VK7RO. John has suffered several family tragedies over past years, as well as his poor health, but still came up bright and shining. I think Charles says what we all would like to say. It has been a privilege to know one of the RAF few, and of course we all love him. John's grandson, Christopher Waterhouse, let us know the funeral will be on Monday, 28th of August, at 10 a.m. at St Clement's Church, Kingston. All are most welcome to join us for his funeral on Monday. Thank you for the many years of friendship and support that he enjoyed as a member of the WIA. What wonderful memories we have to cherish of an extraordinary man. Very best wishes, Christopher Waterhouse. Vale, John. Contest news. Remembrance Day contest reminder. We had a great turnout of VK7 amateurs, and on Friday last there were 195 logs that had been uploaded, with 38 VK7 logs, which is up on 2016, where there were only 18 logs lodged. Even if you only have 10 contacts in your log, please take the time to upload the log, and details of how can be found at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. Today is the last day. Jota Jotai, requests from Scouts Tasmania. The 60th Jamboree of the year and associated 21st Jamboree on the internet is fast approaching on the weekend of 21st and 22nd of October. We know some radio clubs are already planning Jota Jotai stations. However, some groups last year were not able to participate in the radio side of the event for various reasons. Are there any other amateurs around the state who can spare some time on the Jota weekend to help out scouts or guides groups that have not been able to participate previously? Depending on the size of the group, this may only need to be for a couple of hours with a portable radio setup. Would any interested amateurs please advise Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, at dodd.pc@bigpond.com, with preferred area and possible availability times. Scouts and guides will be compiling a list of groups that wish to participate, and this will help coordinate the weekend. We had about 370 scouts and guides attend last year at various scout halls, etc., and we would like to get over 400 this year. Guides also participated in the weekend, but were mainly Jotai stations, and their numbers were reported separately. Please help if you can. Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronic Scouts Tasmania. ALARA News. ALARA contest Saturday 26 August to Sunday 27 August. The ALARA contest is now in its 37th year, and its aim is to encourage YLs in use of amateur radio. It's not a fast-paced contest, but does have some interesting aspects to it. The main one being that YLs can work anyone, but the OMs can only work YLs. You are not restricted to working inside VK, and there are DXYL members of ALARA who often get on air to make contacts during the contest. The contest is a combined SSB and CW contest and runs for 24 hours from 0600 UTC Saturday, 26 August, to 0559 UTC Sunday, 27 August. You can operate for as long or as short a time as you are able. The exchange is simple. RST and A, for example, 59A for an ALARA member, or RST and a serial number starting with 001 for non-members or OMs, for example, 59001. There are not too many YL contesters in VK, and that's a trend ALARA would love to see reversed. If you have never entered a contest before, maybe your local club or one of the OM contesters would be willing to sit with you and guide you. As the scoring system is a bit complicated, we recommend using the current VK contest log, also known as VKCL. Paper logs will be accepted as well. Prizes include a plaque for the top ALARA member and one for the top foundation licensee. Die VK4DI will be operating the ALARA meet special event call sign VI4ALARA for the duration of the contest. This is a great chance to work this special call sign. The rules and information are on the ALARA website. Happy contesting. 73 Linda, VK7, Quebec, Papa. QSL News, QSL Update. The email version of the broadcast has an updated list of current QSL cards held by VK7HW, the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Manager. To help in delivery, all amateurs are asked to contact Herman if they can assist in these deliveries, or if on the list, advise amateurs they know that there are cards available for them, and would they please contact Herman by email, which is vk7hw@wia.org.au, to arrange delivery or advise if they do not collect cards. It is Herman's intention to return all unclaimed cards that have been held for a long period to the WIA archives at the end of September 2017. Regards, Herman, VK7HW, WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Manager. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Northwest News. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Groups, NWTR and TVG. Assessments. Assessments for foundation licences were conducted at Burnie during the past week. Congratulations go to three candidates who passed with flying colours. The candidates were Peter Gossine of Wynyard, Blake Cooper McNair and Matthew Pullen, both of Burnie. All three have made application with the ACMA for the foundation licences with the calls VK7FZFZ, VK7FBCM and VK7FMJP and are eagerly waiting confirmation of the same. As usual, we ask local amateurs to give them a big welcome to the bands when you hear them on for the first time. The candidates also pass on their thanks to David, VK7DC, for his many hours of tuition and training. Well done to all involved. 73 until next time. Tony, VK7AX, News Officer, NWTR and TVG. Northern News, Mount Barrow, Barbecue and Get-Together. This year, Thursday, 12th October, starting 3 p.m. For many years now, amateur radio operators have had a barbecue and get-together at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitors Centre. The barbecue is an opportunity for all amateurs, their families and friends to get to know each other and to put a face to call signs heard and spoken to throughout the year. This get-together is usually timed to coincide with the beginning of warmer weather and the longer evenings, giving a bit more daylight to play with. The visitors' centre is in a glass enclosed area, out of the rain, wind and elements. A log fireplace and toilets mean we'll be quite comfortable. You will need to bring a chair, warm clothing and your portable stove or barbecue for cooking. Some kind of portable lighting is always well received as well. Other than that, what food and drink you bring is up to you. There is an area of flat parking available, and in the past some attendees have brought their motorhomes and made an overnighter of it. Could be a bit on the chilly side though, so be warned. Directions are simple. Turn right at the Nunamara shop, continue straight ahead for 12 kilometres, then turn right at Weavers Creek Road. We will put a couple of VK7 markers so you don't get lost. All amateur radio operators and their families are invited to attend. This is a northern tradition and has taken place in one guise or another for many years now. It will be a BYO everything barbecue, including a couple of logs for the fire if possible. Remember, it can get pretty cold up there at this time of the year. See you up there. 73, Peter, VK7PL, Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. As this broadcast goes to air, many of the NTARC Safety Comms team will be recovering from the equine event held yesterday at Santorina Park, Scottsdale. We will be providing an update in next week's news. That's perhaps a none too subtle hint for Norm VK7KTN, our Safety Communications Coordinator, to put fingers to the keyboard as I couldn't be there on this occasion. Winter Social Dinner. This yearly social event was held last Wednesday, 23 August. We had a good attendance, even with a few late cancellations, due mainly to members coming down with the current strain of flu. They very caringly decided that it would not be in the best interests to attend and spread the lurgy. We're thankful for that. Many arrived before the scheduled time, found a comfy seat at the table and enjoyed a glass or two of their favourite while awaiting the arrival of the masses. The food, as always, was truly great. We did notice a slight increase on last year's prices, but I suppose that is inflation. Mind you, the extra cost did not stop a number of us having an entree, main meal and dessert. Amazingly, only one serve of sticky date pudding was ordered this year. There the amazement stopped. It was absolutely no surprise to see that it was ordered by President Idris VK7ZIR. I guess there is no antidote to total addiction. Oh, how full many of us were at the end of the night. The conversation around the two tables was very lively, and there was much banter between us and the staff at Steve's Grill. They seemed to be getting accustomed to the Entark warped sense of humour. On the whole, another very enjoyable evening among great company, and one which we hope we'll see happen again in 2018. An opportunity. The following item is courtesy of Malcolm VK7XS, who writes, "Are you looking for hard-to-find components for older technologies? Do you have a project to build or repair that requires older technology components? Then I think I might be able to assist you. I offer the following components. Most are free. Valves include some transmitting types, most are receiving types. New old stock valves and transformers, cases, etc. will incur a charge. Power transformers, low and high voltage, most are used. Lots of resistors with voltage ratings of 630 volts. Roller inductors, new, double and triple spaced variable capacitors, transmitting types, used chassis and cabinets for new projects. Various sizes, new and used, cable, heliacs and other connectors for audio, video and RF. Email or telephone me with your specific requirements. Malcolm McIntosh, VK7XS, by email is fredbear22@bigpond.com or telephone 03 6426 2657 Latrobe. Thanks, Malcolm, for that information. If anyone is interested, then please contact Malcolm direct. Future events. September meeting. As advised last week, our September meeting will now be held on Wednesday night, 13 September. Meeting will commence at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m, and it will be followed by a show and tells night. Now, I'm giving you plenty of warning this time to find something to bring along and share with others. October meeting will be a barbecue meeting to be held on Saturday, 14 October, to welcome in daylight savings, which I'm told commences on Sunday, 1st October. Barbecue will commence at noon, and this will be followed by the October general meeting commencing at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. More information will be provided closer to the event. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Jota Jotai 2017. This year sees Jota celebrating its 60th year and Jotai its 21st year. The event will be held over the weekend 20 to 22 October. Once again, we'll be busy at the club rooms, and a Jota coordinator, Peter VK7KPC, would be interested in hearing from you if you're able to assist over these days. Peter can be contacted by email, and the email address is dodd.pc@bigpond.com or in person at Coffee Mornings. The best laid schemes are mice and men gang after a glee, as the great Scottish bard once wrote. He might well have been talking of our NBN connection, which, as we advised last week, and despite our intrepid treasurer being on site all morning to let in the contractors, it failed to happen on the appointed day. It apparently became necessary for the contractors to reschedule at relatively short notice, but somehow Entark missed out on advice of the change. Undaunted, Andre busied himself somehow, and it has now all been rescheduled for 30 August. So hopefully, next Wednesday, Entark's internet will be up and running. Andre might like to bring along a book to have on hand. Coffee Mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company and fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. A delivery is due soon at the farm gate, and once in possession, it will be handed over to our QSL coordinator, Kevin VK7HKN, to arrange distribution. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary at ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Inc. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc. September event. REST is having a mini open day and boot sale. It's time to give your shack a spring clean, and on Saturday, September 30th, bring your pre-loved treasures up to the club rooms on the domain to sell or swap, along with some dollars to grab a bargain on other people's wares. The open day will run from midday until 5 p.m, and along with the boot sale, there will be a BYO barbecue running, as well as other activities such as lightning talks about SDR, digital modes, and satellite work. If you would like to sell things on our open day or would like to make a demonstration, please register your interest, joining in by sending a quick email to secretary@reast.asn.au so we can organise room for everyone. Keep an eye out in your email box for the next newsletter, which will have more details to follow, as well as the REST website and Facebook pages. 73 Scott, VK7LXX. Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, the weather was still crap, so venturing out into the night was definitely not the preferred option. We started our next project, which was to modify three Unilab KL repeater units for use as beacon amplifiers. There was a KL50, KL150 and KL450 that were all paired down to the exciter and the power amplifier in readiness for being driven by the GPS locked beacon controller. Thanks to all who helped prepare these units. We will finish off this Wednesday night along with, weather permitting, testing and peaking the 3.4 GHz panels. See you this Wednesday night, August 30th from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the REST TAS Facebook page event for details. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the experimenters' night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. REST, 23cm QSO party, following after this Sunday's broadcast on 1296.1MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. REST, FSQ, Friday, 144MHz USB at 2000 hours, then 7105kHz USB at 2020, then 3580kHz USB at 2040. Events, ALARA, 0600 UTC Saturday, 26 August to 0559 UTC Sunday, 27 August, ALARA contest. NTARC, September 13, general meeting and show and tell starts 7:30 p.m, Rochalie Club Rooms. REST, September 30, mini open day and boot sale, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Northern Amateurs, October 12, Mount Barrow barbecue and get-together from 3 p.m. at Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitors Centre. NTARC, October 14, barbecue and general meeting, barbecue at noon and general meeting from 2 p.m, Rochalie Club Rooms. Jota Jotai, October 21 and 22, Jamboree on the air and internet weekend around the state. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. Remember to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, any takers. 40 metres, any takers. 20 metres, VK7IL. 10 metres, VK7TPE. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, following by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 regional news and broadcast coordinator, Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group, and the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Regional News, it's good morning, or good evening, if you listen on Tuesday night, from Peter, VK7PD.